Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Thursday, June 27th, 2024. Let's cut to the chase here, people. With regard to this market, there's a lot of talk from the mainstream media, and I'm going to cover that in just a second, but pretty much from everywhere as to where this is all going. And it's so obvious to me, and I'm sure it's obvious to you, that the current situation is so extreme, and I'm mostly talking about the dynamics of this market, how this mechanism here of flooding the world with oceans of debt here, which is nothing more than a house of cards built over a pile of gasoline by central banks colluding with so-called world leaders that has led us to where we are now, and this current economic free fall, a global event, this current environment of inflation, a global event as well. No accident, okay? But this so-called elite strategist, this is Business Insider from today. Look at this headline here. The S&P 500 could crater 48% when the stock market bubble pops. First of all, there's your first clue of how misleading this actually is with regard to this so-called elite strategist who's probably half brain dead anyway. And let me explain more of this to you. So the bubble here in the stock market has been inflated by how? Tell Greg Manorino one more time. Again, it's the debt market hyperbubble. So look, the stock market is nothing but a derivative as to what is happening in the debt market. Meaning, you know what I'm talking about here. If you've been with me for any length of time, the stock market derives value in one way or another from what's happening in the debt market. Artificially suppressed rates here, oceans of debt have hyperinflated a stock market bubble beyond belief. You get what I'm talking about? So this so-called elite strategist here talking about a could crater of 48%. How about an 80% or more drop with regard to the S&P 500 is more like reality here? A 48% drop in the S&P 500 would be a walk in the park, okay, compared to what's coming. Again, based upon action here in the debt market, which continues to be fueled more and more as central banks are propping this entire thing up. You know, let me just put another perspective on that for you. So this is also, this is from today. China's 10-year yield is at the lowest point since 2002. The Central Bank of China, along with the Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, obviously, and all these other central banks, are buying it all. And that is artificially suppressing rates, opening up a doorway for cash to make its way into the stock market. Do you realize all of you out here and me have nailed the price action of this stock market to a wall? Nobody has gotten it better than we have. Nobody, okay? And that's because we understand the dark underbelly of what's happening here, what central banks are doing. It's all about central banks. Central banks run the show, the economy, the financial markets, the financial system, the entire monetary system. It's central banks. It ain't kings, queens, monarchs, dictators, or freak show presidents here in the United States. So the clown show kicks off tonight. We're going to talk more about that too. But anyway, that's the story. And I just want you to pay attention to nonsense like this because you're laughing. 48% drop in the S&P 500? We don't even know where the bottom is. All we do know is the Fed is still in here with regard to the U.S. market, pumping the system full of debt, creating inflation, going out of their way to create inflation, colluding with the current freak sitting behind the Resolute desk, the last freak, maybe more so than ever before, and the one before him. it's just to create this environment of extreme distortions across the spectrum of everything. Nothing makes sense here anymore. But the stock market, you know, we're hitting record high. So the economy must be doing fantastic. You know that because that's what they're telling you. Although all the data, every bit of it, every single people do not take my word for a damn thing that I say. Look this up for yourself. Always. Okay. Verify what I say. Every single leading economic indicator is pointing lower. Okay. Oh, we might go into recession. Oh, the Fed might cut rates. They're cutting rates right now. Here's the proof again. This morning, MMRI, look at this trend line here. Okay, we're bouncing around between these high and low. That's where we're going here. As long as this continues, we stay long the stock market. I mean, we buy every dip that comes along. We buy every dip that comes along with regard to gold, silver, commodities across the board, and yes, of course, cryptocurrencies as well. Period, the freaking end. You get it? Are we on the same page? I sincerely hope so. What did I write here this morning? Let's talk about this. So if you were to turn on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, any of the mainstream, not even the financial channels, talking about this face off tonight between the two clowns. I wish they would take the mask off. Biden's mask, Trump's mask, because all they do is work for the Federal Reserve. They don't work for you. And all you're going to see, you know what tonight is? Tonight is going to be laid bare why the United States is a failed state. You think you're going to see two men here talking about real issues? Oh, they're going to discuss inflation. Count on it, okay? But neither one of these things tonight are going to tell you what's really going on. That is the Federal Reserve responsible for inflating the money supply. And each of them have played their roles in allowing the Fed to inflate the debt, to create the current situation that we are in now. It's an incredible thing. You're going to see deflection, distraction. No real issues are going to be discussed. You understand that? Oh, they're going to make you think it's real, but it is not. And unfortunately, this is going to be an embarrassment yet again for the world to see why the United States is a failed state. The division, the hatred that is being fostered here in the United States. That's why we're failing. If we were to unite as a people, do you think we'd be in the current state of affairs that we are right now? Oh, absolutely not. You know what I'm talking about here. But we can't be allowed to come together, to unite, to love each other, to care about each other, be charitable. You have to be told why you need to hate this group of people and why you need to hate that group of people. It's insanity on an epic scale. This is something I put together. Face off. Let's take off the masks, okay? These two things don't work for you. You may think they do. You may have been lied to and believe that they work for you. They work for the central banks. You need the proof? Look at the amount of debt that each one of these things have allowed to be borrowed into existence, the empowerment of the Federal Reserve under each of these. Okay, it's an incredible thing to witness here. But again, yeah, you're going to hear about inflation. You're going to hear blame. You're going to hear, oh, it's this one's fault. No, who runs the economy? Is it one of these things? Who runs the financial markets? Is it one of these things? Who runs the monetary system? Is it one of these things? How about no? Who's responsible for inflation? Who creating the current situation? Both of these colluding with the Federal Reserve, who have ballooned the debt. Why we are running the current situation we're in. It's their fault. And again, the world is going to see why America is a failed state. This is the faces of a failed state right here. You understand what I'm talking about? I hope you do. If this is too much truth for you to hear and you can't take it, you are free to unsubscribe at any time you like. Anyway, so look, people, so that's where we're going. More rate suppression here. The Central Bank of China, the Federal Reserve, European Central Bank, inflating the debt here. But you're not going to hear anything about that tonight. You think you're going to hear anything about that tonight? They've already been told what not to say. They're puppets. Puppets. That's all they are. And again, an embarrassment for the American people tonight as the world tunes in to see the freak show, the clown show. Anyway, people, that's where we stand today. Just look, nothing's going to change for you and me no matter what happens. we're on the right pathway to succeed in the face of everything that is going on here. We're not going to change our strategy, which we have been locked into, my Lions and myself, my friends out here, for a very long time, understanding the deceptions, the distractions, the lies, realizing who's really in control of the situation and what their goals are, to own it all, to buy it all, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort, to bring the world economy and its people to their knees. And that's exactly what they would have us beg for, a new system. But you see, you can't hear that either. No one's going to tell you that. You think any of these two clowns tonight are going to tell you that? Oh, no, they're not going to. They can't tell you that. They have to lie to you. That's why they're clowns. They have to deceive you. Where does all this come from? You know, maybe you should use your brain just a little bit, and you'll understand what's happening. And I know those of you that follow this blog, you're laughing. And yeah, I'm not even watching this thing tonight, as a matter of fact. I'm going drag racing, hopefully, weather permitting, over at Bradenton Motorsports Park. Because, you know, it's just too much to deal with. I already know what's going to happen, and so do you. Anyway, and then you're going to hear from the brainwashed, the brain dead, about, oh, who won? You know who won? Nobody. But you lose. You know, with these things, the current situation that we're in. And that's a shame. That's why it is our duty to stay ahead of the curve, to take advantage of every freaking thing that comes our way here. We're not going to... I already told you, there is no way on this earth, off this earth, or anywhere else, that this guy is going to let a single one of you lose. Okay? I got your back 100%, and I will never let you down. That's the truth. But the truth is a very powerful thing. And I know some people can't handle it, and because they've unfortunately been indoctrinated. They've fell through the trap doors that have been set for them. Break out of it, people. Free yourself from this thing that we are in. All right. With that said, people, look. Hope you got something out of this video here. And I want to hear from you. What do you think about this so-called elite strategist? You think he's right about a 48% stock market crash, or the S&P 500? I say it's going to be more like 80. But until that time, we buy it all, just like they're doing. We buy it all. You see, you and I have an edge. We have an edge that and here it is. The Mannarino Market Risk Indicator is telling us everything that we need to know how to benefit or profit from this freak show, from the extortions, the distortions that exist in this market here. Betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank, holding these things is the ultimate hedge against this thing, against these things, against these freaks, the two of them, who have done nothing but empower the Federal Reserve. Rah, rah, rah. Look at the stock market. Don't focus on nothing else. Look at the record highs with the stock market. Look at your 401k. Sound familiar? Yeah, that's what this guy did every freaking day of his tenure as president, to keep you deceived, to keep you distracted. Oh, no, but he's the best. You know that. And Biden, oh, I've been picking on this guy like massively, and I've lost a lot of subs over it, but I don't give a damn. If you can't handle the truth, well, then you don't belong here. This is a channel for winners. This is not a channel for people that want to be entertained. It's a channel for people who want to know the truth. Sound about right to you? All right. People, this guy here loves you a lot from the heart. I'll see all of you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern, for the live stream. Let them play their games, people. We're invincible because we got each other's backs. See you later.